May 3, building on Christ. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Isaiah 28:16. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Christ the Word, the revelation of God, the manifestation of His character, His law, His love, His life, is the only foundation upon which we can build a character that will endure. We build on Christ by obeying His Word. It is not he who merely enjoys righteousness that is righteous, but he who does righteousness. Holiness is not rapture. It is the result of surrendering all to God. It is doing the will of our Heavenly Father. Religion consists in doing the words of Christ, not doing to earn God's favor, but because all deserving we have received the gift of His love. Christ places the salvation of man not upon profession merely, but upon faith that is made manifest in works of righteousness. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. Not those whose hearts are touched by the Spirit, not those who now and then yield to its power, but they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. We are to be sons and daughters of God, growing into a holy temple in the Lord. No more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:19-20. This is our privilege. Every character is to be weighed in the balances of the sanctuary. If the moral character and spiritual advancement do not correspond with the opportunities and blessings, wanting is written against the name. The light of the world is our leader, and the path has been growing brighter and brighter as we have advanced in the footsteps of Jesus. Oh, that we may keep close to our leader. Those who humbly study the character of Jesus will reflect His image more and more.